end this just with a panel discussion real quick. If you have any questions over anything, any topic that was covered today, or maybe a topic that wasn't covered today that you would like some feedback on, we're going to throw out some ideas that we may have come up with. And while this is going on, this feedback form is very important. If you do not have a feedback form, can you please raise your hand and have someone take it to you right now? Guys, if you don't mind, anybody with their hand up, can you please fill that out? This really does help us a lot for next year, what we can do to make it better. There's two up front here. And be very honest on these, okay? Don't try to spare feelings. You don't have to put your name on it if you're going to be very direct. We're okay with that. We can handle it. But give us your opinion. We do want to make it as good as we possibly can. But today, to start it off, questions and answers are a funny subject in that no one wants to be the first one to ask a question. So I'm going to ask a question of Brother Bohannon and Sister Wormbo. The first question that we get a lot of children's ministry is, what about classroom discipline? What do you do with that one child that is absolutely going out of their mind, can't seem to calm, can write everything in 20 year old? What do you do? Who would like to tackle this first?
So what I find is a lot of times when they're just out of line, they're going crazy, sometimes switching up what you're doing, being on your toes, being able to speak up, worship, stop, pray, or going to a game, or just going to a whole other part of your lesson. Having that child pulled aside, talk to them, find out, hey, is there something going on? Is there a reason that you can't keep still or you can't keep quiet? What caused you to be disruptive today? And having that one-on-one conversation.
I'd say in addition to that, I've also found that you do have a disruptive kid to evolve sometimes. Pull them in to the lesson, use them. Sometimes what that kid wants is attention. They're not getting it at home, they're not getting it around their family, and they just want somebody to give them a little bit of attention. You're like, well, I had to do that to somebody that's misbehaving, because I've actually seen it happen where that kid, the moment you get them involved, the moment you have them play that character, boy, they change. Now, it doesn't happen all the time, but it does work at times where they will change, and man, all of a sudden they're being used, and they feel important, and you're showing attention to them. If I could, real quick, I'll share a very quick little story that backfired on us. And, we had this kid that came to Sunday school, and he was disruptive. And so our pastor, Brown, told him, said, listen, if you're disruptive again in Sunday school, and you get sent to my class, to the adult class, he said, I will have you come sit on the stairs facing everybody for the remainder of my class. And well, me, that's a big deal. You know what? I don't want to sit in front of everybody and stare at everybody for the whole rest of the church service. Well, he did wind up getting sent out, and he comes in. And so Pastor went over, took him, brought him up, sent him on the stairs. Pastor went on teaching. And after church, Pastor went over to him and called him little boy by name. And it was a church kid, it wasn't a bus kid, but called him by name and said, I want you to tell everybody in the microphone what you did wrong and why you're in here. And so the little kid had to say it. Well, afterwards, the Sunday school, his sister was also in Sunday school. She came running in there. She said, you missed it. This is what we did in Sunday school. It's so awesome, so awesome. Just went through everything. And the little boy, this is just the way the kid was. He looked at her and he said, so, I got to talk on the microphone. It backfired on us that time. But you know, the other thing as well, though, is there does come a point in time. I know you don't want to be the bad person, but there's got to be discipline in these kids' lives that don't have discipline a lot of the time. So they're the ones who are typically very disruptive. And so there comes a point in time where you do have to just be bold with them, nice but firm. And you say, look, you know, you've been distracted. We've warned you enough. Now, you're going to have to sit out next Sunday. you can't come to class next Sunday, whatever the case may be, you let the parents know. And sometimes, unfortunately, that happens to say, hey, you're not going to disrupt. And here's my thing. I have 20, 30, 40 other kids in class here. You're not disrupting their time from learning just because you can't behave. And if that means I've got to get to the point to say, I'm sorry, you can't come back for a week or two, then that's what's going to happen so that they can learn.
One thing that's counter that, if you have a class that is always disruptive, if you have an entire class, not a child, a class, sometimes, this is just the truth, it's the teaching. It's not the kids. A boring class is just a hotbed of chaos. It's just going to be a problem. So that's all I'm saying. All right, has anybody had any questions on any of the topics that were covered today in any way, shape, or form? Any questions whatsoever? We're not going to drag this out, so if there are none, that's okay as well. Whatever you'd like to do. And we're going to pray, and we're going to do one more thing with this feedback form. I want you to really think for just a minute. Out of everything I've heard over the last day and a half, there was a lot of notes that we took, and there's a lot of things that we thought, you know, I can do that better. There's some things that we thought, you know, I've been kind of skimping in that area, or maybe I can pick my game up here, or maybe I can do something. Whatever it is, I want you to pick one thing that's going to stretch you, that's not going to be right in your wheelhouse, it's out of your comfort zone a little bit, that you think, that's what I'm going to get done in the next month and a half, but in the foreseeable future. This isn't something that I'm going to do sometime in the cosmic future. But make a point today that I am going to do this in the next 60 days. Try to focus on that and really look through that. We're going to pray. God has been good to us the last day and a half. Sister Jillian, thank you so much for coming. Brother Bohan, thank you for coming. You guys came a long way, especially Sister Cornwell. You came a long, long way. And it's been awesome. Thank you for everything. And we're going to pray, and we're going to drag this out. But Jesus, we love you. Thank you for this time of fellowship, this time of learning, this time of being together. God, I'm asking you that this be more than just some information that we took in, more than just some information that we may memorize or put on a paper. God, please change us fundamentally. God, make me a better teacher. Make me a better bus worker. Make me a better aide in the classroom. Whatever it is, God, help me to get a burning desire, a passion like I've never had before. Change me, God. Help me to do it for the right reasons. I want to see these kids saved. I want to see these kids transformed. I want to see them become something great for your kingdom. In Jesus' name, in Jesus' name. Let's just lift our hands for a moment and praise Him. God, we love you. Jesus, you're a good God. You're an awesome God. You're a mighty God. Thank you for your mercy. Thank you for your goodness. Thank you for everything that you've done. You're an awesome God. You're an awesome God. Now let's take this home. And let's make tomorrow, next Sunday, the Sunday after that, this whole upcoming year, let's really transform our children's ministry from the things that we've heard. Thank you all for coming.